Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and contributors, and not necessarily those of WFSU Public Media.
What's the 411? 411 Teen is a weekly program for teens, families, and other interested folks. 411 Teen provides a forum to examine and discuss various issues and events that confront, intersect, and sometimes interrupt our daily lives. Tap into the pulse of today's youth this hour when we have students from Sale High School and we are going to discuss blended families. I'm Dr. Liz Hollyfield, and joining me here in the studio, I welcome Madeline Christian. Madeline is in the 11th grade. She's into music, history, politics, okay, and art.
Hi, how are you doing?
Always glad to have you. Jude Countryman, he is a senior, and he is into editing and student government.
Hi.
Taylor Welsh. Taylor is into music and fun.
Hi.
And Cooper. Always glad to have Cooper right. He is a senior. And Cooper, what's your thing?
Politics, rock and roll, and writing.
And the stock market.
Oh, yeah, that's a new thing.
That's your new thing. Well, welcome to 411 Teen. I'm always glad to have you all. Families are always growing and changing. These days, blended families are more common than families with two married parents and children. A blended family is formed when parents get divorced, are widowed, and then remarry. Parents bring their children together and create a new family, like the old television show, The Brady Bunch. The parents may or may not have children with each other. Traditionally, the parents of a blended family would be married, often after a divorce or the death of the previous spouse. But modern blended families may not have married parents. They may cohabitate. They may serve as a role model for children without a marriage ceremony. Parents may also be in a same-sex relationship. Do I have to call him dad now, too? Why do we have to leave our house and move into their house? How can you tell me about her? You don't know. She's not my real mom. These are questions and comments that may sound very familiar. If so, then probably you or someone you know is part of a blended family. This hour, we'll talk with 411 Teen panelists who are members of blended family. And I will just start with you, Cooper, and we'll go around and just share your family composition with us so we have a feel of what your blended family is composed of.
Both of my parents have been married and never divorced nor widowed. However, my grandfather does have stepdaughters.
My parents have been together and never divorced or anything, except for my Nana, who her husband died and she married another man and then got divorced. Mm-hmm. And then my grandma divorced her husband and has a new one now.
Okay.
My mom was from a blended family. She has, her stepfather is Filipino. He came from the Philippines. She has two younger half-siblings who are Filipino, half-Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
I'm part of a blended family. I was part of one when I was younger, when my mom was engaged to someone else. Now she's gotten married to a new person, and I have two older step-siblings and a step-niece.
Okay.
My mom and dad are divorced, and my dad remarried, and now I have two step-sisters.
Okay. When you think about your blended family, how do you interact with them? Does the fact that it's a blended family influence your relationship or the way that you interact? And I'll just go with, I'm looking at you in a hot seat. Taylor, you're in a hot seat.
I don't think it should affect how you see people and your relationships with them, because I know becoming part of a family with someone, it can be difficult, but you have to earn that respect for each other, and then that's when you become family. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't have to be biologically, but family's family. And then if you have an aunt and uncle and they get divorced, I know with me, my aunt, I still look up to her. I still talk to her, but technically she's not part of my family anymore, mm-hmm. but she's still part of, like, my life.
Okay.
I have a pretty mixed relationship. Like, my step-grandfather and, you know, my uncles, my half-uncles, I get along with fine. You know, I mean, sometimes it gets me a little weird when I say, you know, I have family in the Philippines. And, you know, people are like, well, you don't look, you're white, and I am white. But, you know, I don't clarify that. And I think I get along with my step-grandfather more than I get along with my you know, maternal grandfather.
Okay.
And I have a stepfather right now. And, you know, it's kind of, it's a situation, like, you know, he and his wife got divorced. It was kind of messy. They were married for a long time. And then he met my mom like a year or two afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And they dated. And I think his daughter, like, he has a son and a daughter. His daughter took it really hard. And I interact fine with his son and his granddaughter, my step-niece, but I'm still trying to feel like I belong in that family because sometimes okay. I feel there's a little pushback, I guess, is mm-hmm. the best way to put it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we'll come back to some of those things that you... How about you, Ju?
I mean, I have a complicated relationship too, but has, my mom and dad live in Tallahassee, and they're on good terms, but growing up, it was a little bit difficult, like, having a different family, like, a different set of expectations at one house, mm-hmm. and it took me a long time to, like, adjust, and I think I'm still trying to find my way to family today, you know?
Okay, all right. When you all think about the relationships, and some of them are better than others, and some are great, what impacts, what has influenced, what has made that relationship like it is?
Okay, I know that my, at the time, my dad and mom and I were all living next door to the woman who lived behind my dad's wife. So I've known her since I was two.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like that was helpful in some way, because mm-hmm. I kind of grew up with my sisters.
Okay.
We were always hanging out, mm-hmm. and so to me, like, she's my sister, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
that made the relationship, the blended family, really easy, even since they had been next door neighbors.
In one way, yeah.
One way.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what about the other way?
You know, when I kind of alluded to it in the last question, when families come together, some people have different viewpoints,
mm-hmm.
and there was a little bit of division during the earlier years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, my parents have been divorced since I was four, so like 2006. And my mom, after a few years after she got divorced when I was like six or seven, one of her old high school friends moved down to Tallahassee because he was in the military, and he had two kids from two previous marriages. So the two kids he previously have were half siblings. And he lived with us for 7 years, and he and my mom got engaged. But he had a lot of mental issues, which would cause him to break down and leave. And that's why he wasn't with his two other kids.
Oh, okay.
They were engaged for like a year and a half. And so I'd already met who would have been my future half-siblings. And they're very similar in age to me, a boy and a girl. And I'd really gotten attached to him. And then there was a falling out. And then it really changed how I saw things. It really affected my life.
In what way?
You know, I was in fifth grade when this happened, okay. So 11, so I couldn't really comprehend what happened. And, you know, my mom was a single mom for a number of years after that. And then her new husband, he's a really great guy, his name is Kim. He got divorced from his wife, and shortly after he started dating my mom. But that has led to some conflict, I think, because I know she didn't, like, they didn't cheat or anything. Like, he got divorced, then they started a relationship, but I think there's some, like, blaming or something. Like, I'm not too sure how much of that is going on, but at the same time, I feel, like, bad.
It's kind of hard to explain. Just messy, so yeah. Difficult. Okay. Now, you, it's with your grandfather.
Okay. With me, growing up with my grandpa, I've only known him as my grandpa. I didn't even know that biologically he wasn't my real grandpa until I met my real grandpa.
Oh, okay.
And it's like my dad's real dad lives in Orlando.
Do you interact with him?
No. I mean, I've seen him a couple of times, but we don't really talk or anything like that. And growing up with my grandpa that I have now, I mean, he's stubborn. But we've had a couple of cases where we almost lost him. Ever since then, like, he's been an amazing person, and he works really hard to have relationships with everyone. And then, like, on my mom's side, my grandpa actually died the day I was born.
You're tuned in to 411 Teen, a conversational forum. This hour, we are talking about blended relationships and the adjustment of blended families. We're going to take a brief break, but we will continue the conversation shortly. If you're just tuning in, the program is 411 Teen, and this hour we are talking about blended families. I have students from Sale High School. Again, I welcome Cooper Wright, Taylor Welch, Jude Countryman, and Madeline Christian. I had to interrupt you, Taylor, but you're back in the hot seat. It's on you.
My grandpa died the day I was born. So I never had a relationship with him, and I never really knew him. And he would be my step-grandpa anyway, but still. Sometimes I do regret not meeting him, but there's nothing I can do about it. I never really knew him, so there's no point in getting, like, upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So, but the relationship you have is what I hear you saying is a good one.
Yes, when we do interact, it's a good relationship.
And Cooper.
So I do have a little bit of a blended family, like far away. My grandpa has two stepdaughters.
Okay.
And when he divorced my genetic grandmother and he met another woman, he kind of quote-unquote adopted her new kids, and he said that as teenagers, he had a very terrible, terrible time trying to get them to do anything because they would always tell him that...
You're not my father.
Yeah, but you're not my father, and he couldn't really say anything against that, right?
Mm.
You couldn't really reply because it's right. True.
So
that always hit him kind of hard
whenever
they used it.
Mm-hmm. Well, how was your... Do you know them? Did you have a relationship with them at all?
He never specified who they are. I probably might be able... I probably know who they are.
Oh, but, okay. Okay.
I actually just heard about this yesterday when I was talking with him.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. How do these blended families, whatever it may be, how do they affect you? Do you feel uncomfortable around the people? Do you feel a little angst or something when you're with folks? I'm looking directly at you, Millie.
I mean, I get along with most of them in the family. And, of course, on Kim's side of the family, I want to get along with them.
Mm-hmm.
And majority of people I do, but maybe it's just me being worried about how they feel about me. But I feel that maybe I feel a little anxious sometimes, like worried how they'll feel about me. I mean, you know, my family and their family is kind of different. Like a minor thing is like how we talk to each other, like. In a conversation, they'll talk over each other to the point where they're yelling, as my family is more like just this kind of this vocal level that I'm having, whereas they're almost like yelling, like not in a mean way, but they kind of talk over each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a minor thing. And, you know, I get a little anxious my stepdad's daughter, because I know she was hit the hardest by divorce, and you know we're the same gender, so I don't know. I feel kind of weird being around someone who's, I don't know. I mean, she's in her 30s, and I'm 17, so it's not like there's
An age difference there.
Overall, I just say I'm just kind of anxious about how people feel about me,
and that's, I think that's normal. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Well, what makes you feel anxious? Do you think it's because, you know, here's this whole family and then there's you?
Yeah,
something like that?
Kind of. I think it's because, like, I worry that his daughter blames my mom for the divorce, which she had nothing to do with.
Because
she didn't know Kim was divorced till after a year he was divorced. And I'm worried that, like, you know, I'm an only child of my mom.
Okay.
And... You know, my mom's the closest person I am to, and so I worry about it.
Has there been any friction about it, or is this just something that you worry about?
I've talked to my mom about how I worry that, like, she's mad at me. Kim's daughter's mad at me. Well, I don't know why she'd be mad at me, but I feel weird about it, or that I won't be accepted or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So you do have a little uneasiness, to say the least. Well, I don't know that it was a question. We just started talking about the relationships and how you felt about them.
When it happened, when my dad and my stepmom married, I was very conflicted because I knew my life would change and I didn't know how because I was really going to move away from my mom. What would this mean for my life?
And what did it mean?
My life didn't really change that much. It just meant there were more people in my house. But it was an adjustment because I was the only child. And I never really had to accommodate to other people before. So, of course, there were rough patches, you know? And I got really angry, which I think is normal for people. particularly children, as they we have control in our own lives, mm-hmm. and that made me kind of a citizen mad.
How did you interact, and this can go to all of you, that with the step-parent, whether it was the stepmother or the stepfather? Did you, like Cooper was talking about, did you resent them trying to direct you and tell you what to do? Did you feel like you aren't my mother or you aren't my father? You don't have that right. How did you handle that kind of thing?
I mean, I knew my stepmom before they were ever married, mm-hmm. and I was a lot of house all the time since I was like a little older. So I never, that didn't really like happen for me. Mm-hmm. We had like disagreements, but she tells me to clean the dishes, like, okay, not a big exactly. deal.
Well, what about the stepfather?
I guess I don't have one. Mm-hmm. I mean, my mom was married, quote-unquote, mm-hmm. someone, but then it became a sticky situation, mm-hmm. and they split up, mm-hmm. so now it's just my mom.
Okay. Madeline, I know you had something you wanted to share.
With my stepdad, you know, like I said, my family and his have different ways of communicating. And it can be a bit complicated, especially with communication. Like, he doesn't try to act like my dad, which, you know, I don't care. Like, you can act like my dad or you don't. It's not really going to bother me. But, like, sometimes when he tries to communicate stuff with me, he won't tell me directly. He'll just write it on a note and just leave it there. And that makes me really mad because I don't like it when people aren't direct with me. So I'm like, you can't just tell me in person. Or I know this is him, like, not knowing how to communicate, or this is how his family communicates. Or he'll be really sarcastic when I ask him a question like, oh, is that mom on the phone? He's like, I don't know, was it? And it's like almost this weird way. And I get mad. Mm-hmm. It's not even funny. Like, I'm actually asking you because, you know, she's on a trip and I want to know when she's coming home. Mm-hmm. Or, like, this was recent. Like, I don't think he realized he was doing it because I told my mom, like, I don't know what his deal is with me, because I came home one night and I was really mad about a bunch of stuff because for, like, the past 2 weeks, my mom has a new job and he was acting like I was a nuisance. Whenever I'd ask him a question, he'd act like I was being annoying. And so I'm like, why does he act like that? Why does he act like I'm such a bother? Is it so hard to answer my freaking question when I ask it? And she talked to him about it, and it was a lot of stress from work because my mom was working like 7 to 7 at night during this 2 week to a month period. And I think there was just a lot of stress where he didn't know what was going on, and I'm trying to get answers, and he's frustrated, and I'm frustrated. And it's chill now. Like, we're fine now, a lot better. But, you know, sometimes there are periods of that. Mm-hmm. And there are people in his family I get along with, like, my stepniece and his son, who are very chill. Like, his son, right after my mom and Kim started dating, his son went through a divorce, a really, really messy one. So he was spending a lot of time with us. So there's some understanding there.
Comments?
For me, I think I never really used it against my grandpa. I didn't even know until like sixth grade that he wasn't, like, biologically my real grandpa. You know, I might be the only one saying this or thinking this, but there's a difference between a mother and a mom. Mm-hmm. Because you can have a mother biologically, but a mom is someone who's, like, there for you and you can look up to and, like, all this other stuff. And I mean, the same goes vice versa, is that, like, you could have a relationship with someone biologically, but it's such a bad relationship that you don't consider them to have that important role in your life. And I think that's, I mean, at least that's the case for me, but I mean, it goes either way.
Okay. All right. When you think about the adjustments that you've had to make, what kinds of things would you share or would you say with your step-parent that you would like them to be aware of, to know that maybe you haven't had that opportunity to do so?
I guess I would just say that it's a communication thing, I know. I just kind of wish he'd, I think he does kind of realize now, but I wish he had a better understanding that when people, I don't like being treated like a nuisance. I've had some issues with bullying at my old school where people pretended I didn't exist. So it's a really hard thing for me to feel like if I feel like someone's not, I guess, acknowledging me in a certain way as a person. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but I just wish sometimes he'd be a bit more understanding of that. And I know he doesn't do it on purpose. He wouldn't do it on purpose, but he just doesn't realize it, how he can come off.
Okay. Any other comments?
See, I know what you mean where you can't really describe what makes you feel so awful. And I think that's what makes some forms of bullying just the worst, where you can never tell somebody or pin something down, and all of your, like, pleas to ask someone to stop just won't make any sense when put into words, because emotions are just these, like, little chemicals flowing around your brain. Like, I heard a good analogy once. Imagine that you're sitting at a table with somebody, and they're sitting right next to the sink, all right, and you're on the far side, and you ask for water, and they just push salt up. Man, I'm forgetting what it was.
It'll come back.
Yeah, you know, I'll think of it.
Okay, it'll come back. You can always
I swear, it was such a great analogy.
You know, that happens to us all. Yeah, did you?
If I may, I would say to someone who is experiencing these issues, be patient. You may be from very different households, and it's just gonna take some time and a little bit of understanding to get to where you need a lot to be. So, yeah.
Well, all of you are really pretty at ease and receptive. You're very smooth about the relationships. You don't seem to have a lot of anxieties, a lot of anger. Well, you don't. You don't. I mean,
I'm telling you that.
Oh, okay.
I just, no, it's just, you know.
Are you worked through them?
I mean, yeah.
That's it. That's it. Okay. So it sounds like you have worked through them. Well, given the fact that you have worked through them, was there a time, and I'm sure there was, that there had to be a lot of testing of the waters? I got a smile. Were you, you know, you had to tread, I guess, lightly.
Can you be a bit more specific when you say testing of the waters? I'm not too sure how to.
Maybe you might push the limits. Is that what a good?
Yeah, I mean, I sound like I'm really mad at my stepdad, which, because I get frustrated sometimes, and I just kind of using this as an outlet, I realize. But, you know, I'll sometimes just kind of ignore what he says sometimes, which, oh, go clean your room, make sure you do your laundry. Like, you know, I don't respond with, you're not my dad, but, you know, sometimes I'll just kind of like, I won't do it unless my mom asks me.
And then, and why? I mean, just, you're aware of it, just, and you must...
Partly because I don't want to do it, and it's just, like, maybe it's because sometimes he'll do it to me where, like, I'll say something, but he won't, like, really respond. So I'm like, what? What?
So there's a little bit of something going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. On both sides. Is that something that you'd like to
work on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it's not like I don't want to be part of a family or an extended family. I really do. Because, you know, I don't have siblings. I don't have really many close relatives my age. I have a very small family. So it is something I'd like to work on. And it'll definitely, I know it'll definitely get better in the future.
How long has he been in the family?
He's been in the family. They actually just got married, like, not even a week ago.
Oh.
Yeah, but he's been in the family since mid-2016.
Okay.
So
he's been around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but he didn't start living with us till like, late 2018.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's been there going on, what, 2 years then?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're coming up on a break. But when we come back, I'd like us to think about some of the things that we might change, okay? You're tuned in to 411 Teen, conversational forum with teens and other interested folks. We are going to take a break, but we'll return and continue to talk about the adjustments and angst that is associated with blended families.
Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and contributors and not necessarily those of WFSU Public Media.
Even after the new family has settled, you still might have some problems, as all families do. There may be new rules to learn. You wouldn't expect your mom to celebrate only her real kid's birthday. Now you have to share the time. Somehow you make it through. And then this last segment, we're going to talk about making it through and adjusting to this blended family. So, and I'm looking, you look like you want to say something, Madeline. Go right ahead. You're first.
I mean, I guess I could reach out more because I try to reach out to people, but when it comes to like another family, I'm kind of awkward. Like, I don't really reach out to many people in that family, mm-hmm. except maybe Kim's son, my niece, two of his sisters, and just maybe a few other people. And he has a big family. Like, maybe try to be the one who starts conversations and be a bit more like not, maybe be a bit more patient with stuff like that. And I'll probably see a bigger improvement.
I mean, I remember I was really mad, mm-hmm. and every flop of the years it comes back, and I kind of had to figure out, like, why am I mad? You need to calm down. You be mad. Is it in a help you, but in the long run, you catch more flies with honey than vinegar, as they say.
Mm-hmm. So you just would kind of suck it up,
yeah.
and deal with it instead of being angry.
Yeah.
When you say you were angry, though, what kinds of things, what are the things in that relationship that make you angry?
I guess, to be honest, they got married when I was putting in middle school. And nowadays, I'm less Like, I don't care much about my dad and my stepmom's relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know what's funny when I'm looking back? It's like, why was I mad?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember. Like, I know, like, some things I have a right to be mad about.
Sure.
But other things I was being a tad dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like it taught me about, like,
you think maturity helps some? Just growing and becoming mature?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, the older you are, like,
mm-hmm.
they, like, that doesn't really affect my life as much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I can drive. Mm-hmm. I can go to my mom's house. Mm-hmm. I don't need to deal with them if
mm-hmm.
I don't want to.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know you. Did you have something you want to say?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, like, I know my aunt is technically a half-sibling. And so, like, we weren't, like, super close, but we were, like, always kind of close because my Nana lives with her, and, like, I always go to see my Nana a lot. And so, but then it's almost, like, it's almost harder because she's also my teacher.
Oh,
and so it's, like, sometimes I forget she's actually my aunt. And so then, like, seeing her outside of a school setting, I'm like, oh, hello. And so, like, I get to see her every day. I talk to her every day. She still acts the same when she's at school as when she's at home. So, I mean, there's not much of a difference. Yes! So, I don't know. It's a little bit complicated, but it's... Also, like, I guess I get frustrated because, you know, like, I'll want to do stuff, like, because she has a very nice, well, she has a very nice house. And so I'll want to, like do stuff there, like, with a bunch of my friends. And I can't because she does work for me. She works for the school I go to.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, I'll want to go with my Nana, who lives with her, and do stuff with her. But I can't. And then I'm like, well, it doesn't even matter. She's not even, like, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, sometimes I do feel like technically she's, like, not really my aunt. So why should I care? But then at the same time, I have to respect boundaries and have to be like...
Okay.
Okay.
Did you...
She could also fail me, so...
Oh. Did your thoughts come... Did you get your...
Yes, I did.
Okay.
So there are some kinds of stresses that just can't be identified, or if you know what they are, it just can't be spoken about. And I finally figured it out. You are sitting at a table, and you're eating something incredibly salty. All right. And your friend, who you've been hanging out with but never really liked too much, has a water cooler, and you ask him, hey, can you please pass me the water? They say, oh, sure, but they don't do it. Right, it's been about 2 minutes. You really need that water. But you're not going to tell them. You're not going to say, hey, buddy, where's my water? Because they're your friend, right? I mean, you're right. But like, then you say again, hey, can you give me the water, please? And they say, oh, sure. So they pour it in. They put it in front of you, but way, like, right out of arm's reach. All right? Are you going to bend over and pick it up and try to – because that would look kind of aggressive or awkward or weird, right? But you can't tell them, hey, douchebag, why'd you do that? Because that's not something you can get mad over, right? And if you did, you would look like the fool.
Go ahead.
And then just, sorry, Jude, what were you saying?
I'm sorry. I just was, I don't eat that. With your mom and dad, you have a relationship with them already. You trust them. There's no need to be cordial with them. But when you have a step-parent, or like a friend, or a colleague, or a boss, This is my mom and dad, you know.
Okay. All right. So did you want to finish?
Oh, no, I'm done.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am.
When Jude mentioned, was talking about, like, some of the reasons he was mad about his parents getting married, I remembered, like, when my mom and Kim started dating, it was middle of, like, summer of 2016, and at that point, I was homeschooled from my old school because of bullying issues, and so I was going through a really hard time, and it was just me, and I didn't really have any really relationships outside of my family, because I had basically cut off all contact with people at my old school, and so it was just my mom, and when that was kind of threatened, I felt like it was threatened. I got really upset and just angry. And when I started my first year at Sail, it was like the first week, I got really mad at my mom because, you know, it was my first time in a public school for like 2 years. And, you know, I heard it was really good and I didn't want to mess it up. And I didn't really have any friends then. I didn't have any independence really. And I asked my mom, could it just be me and you for this week without Kim coming over? And she got really, like, it was like a mess. Like, we got in a really big fight about it because I was anxious and I needed her to help me. But she wanted Kim there and there was a really big fight. And, I was so angry because I felt like, you know, not only was I entering a new school and I said to her, hey, I need you to be there and I just want to be you and me. I was also going through some issues in the family and issues like health-wise. And I just felt anger because I felt like he was getting in the way of my mom and me being together.
Okay. All right. And this last, we got about 5 minutes or so. What kinds of suggestions would you make to kids, teenagers, who are in similar situations where they have to deal with, cope with a non-biological sibling or a non-biological parent? Any suggestions you would make to them as far as being how to make it go smoothly?
I know what helped for me was having my own space, right? Having my own activity I did by myself. Like my dad and I would make time to hang out together, and that kind of helped me because it felt like I was more in control.
I would say, you know, of course, having your time with that biological parent, but also spending time with, like, your biological parent and your step-parent and step-siblings doing stuff together, like going to the movies or going on a camping trip. That can help a lot.
That can help. Any suggestions you all might think of that might be helpful?
Do whatever you're comfortable with. If somebody's not deserving of your time or attention, just try not to hang out with them all the time. If you cannot feel comfortable calling somebody who isn't your biological parent your biological parent, then don't. But if you feel like somebody truly loves you, or like down to the bone, right, and they try their best to make your life as great as possible, then, and you feel comfortable, you should treat them as one of your own.
Okay. All right. Any comments?
I think I would just say, like with any relationship in general, like starting brand new, it's not going to happen overnight. You're not going to automatically like be in love with these people after like a week. Like it's going to take time. It's going to take trust. It's going to take work. And if it's like one-sided, then it's just not going to work out. I just feel.
One thing we often see, and I'd like to just kind of tap into you all and see how you feel about it, is adoption. Now, none of you went through that.
No.
But how do you feel, or do you have any feelings about adoption?
My mom was adopted. So, I mean, I love it because I love my mom. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, her parents that adopted her, they really, saved her life in some ways. Mm-hmm. But I know it caused her a lot of pain and a lot of difficulties, because you know, there's so many things, like, your medical history is the same.
That's right.
And, like, my mom is now, that's my, her real biological dad. 2 years ago, so she's having to start this new relationship. So it's been odd.
Mm-hmm. I support adoption. I feel it's a good way to, I guess, start a family without having to, I guess, be in a relationship with someone. Like, you don't have to get married to adopt, I guess.
No.
You know, I support it, of course, and I don't know too much about it, so I can't say much.
No, I'm just wondering how, you know, what's your feeling about adoption? How would you feel if Kim wanted to adopt you?
It's actually responded
a little differently.
I don't know. Like,
I mean, how would you feel about that? That's what I mean. Lots of times you'll find
that
the non-biological parent will want to adopt the other's children. How would you feel about being adopted?
Well, my dad is still alive, so yeah. I don't know if that... I mean...
It doesn't matter.
I don't think... I would... It's hard to explain, but I don't know how I would feel about it. But I have a feeling of, like, if I asked him to adopt me, like, he'd be fine with it because, you know, I plan to change my name somewhat, like, mm-hmm. just adding a last name on. Bowman is his last name, so I plan to add Bowman onto my name.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't want to ask him directly, but I asked my mom if that would be okay with him, and he seemed happy about it.
Okay, so, and what was the impetus? Why did you plan to do that?
I think it was kind of like, you know, when my mom was originally engaged a number of years ago, and I would want to be part of that family, and I would... And I guess I'm just kind of
so you
want to be part of the family, and mm-hmm. I don't want to feel like I'm not. And I just kind of want to take, I guess, that next step in my life of.
So adding, making a hyphenated name,
mm-hmm.
Where you take on his name and you still have your name, gives you that connection. Is what mm-hmm. you're saying.
Yeah.
You feel.
I don't care that they're my stepfamily. Like, again, like my relatives who are Filipino, I don't care that they're not biologically related. I still really care about them. And, you know, I want them to be part of my life. But I want to, you know, I always want to have that connection, even if, because mm-hmm. we're not biologically related.
Do you get a lot of grief because of the Filipino connection?
Grief, like.
Shade?
No.
I mean, well, I just wondered if you did, because you mentioned that.
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. Well, we're down to the last minute. Judy, have anything you wanted to add, wanted to share? As far as the blended families, I wanted to just really say thank you. You shared your, you know, some feelings that I'm sure are kind of difficult to handle, particularly in blended families where it's kind of touchy and it's difficult to express exactly where you're feeling. So I want to extend to you my appreciation for sharing how you feel about blended families. I have been talking with students from Sale High School. This hour, I've been talking with Madeline Christian, Jude Countryman, Taylor Welch, and Cooper Wright. I appreciate, again, your time, and that's it for this edition of 411 Teen. I invite you to tune in next week, same time, same place, to get the 411 on 411 Teen. Teen was produced by Dr. Liz Holyfield. Technical assistance was provided by Ken Smith. If you would like to participate in 411 Teen or have suggestions for discussion topics, call 850-645-7200. 411 Teen archives are available as streaming audio and as downloads from WFSU.org. Check us out on Facebook.